In Indonesia today, two men were formally detained in connection with last Saturday's bombing of a Bali nightclub that killed more than 180 people. But it's not clear if the men detained today are considered suspects. U.S. and Indonesian officials say Al-Qaeda was behind the attack, with help from local extremists. The Indonesian government is now under increasing pressure to act against such groups. But as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bali, it's been reluctant to do so.
4 years ago, the Asian economic crisis hit Indonesia hard. And after the fall of the dictator Suharto, the country was cursed with religious and ethnic violence that left thousands of people dead. Businesses and tourists stopped coming to Indonesia, which badly needed both. But they did not stop coming to Bali. Untouched by the violence, the tourists, drawn by its beautiful beaches, the warmth of the people, and the promise of a peaceful vacation, a promise Bali can no longer keep. The Macaroni Club is a popular Italian restaurant only 50 yards from the scene of Saturday's explosion. A four-story building next door absorbed most of the blast, sparing the club from serious damage. A phone rings insistently from under a pile of broken plaster. Half-finished drinks and bottles of Miller Genuine Draft sit undisturbed on the tables of the club, as if waiting. The manager, Agus Nosanta, says it will take months to repair the damage here and years for the tourists to return. Bad news for him, he says, and for his 85 colleagues who work here.
Everybody who comes here is try to make fun, try to enjoy their life. So if someone disturbing this, who want to come to Bali? No one, I think. I think no one come. So if the tourists go on, what they do?
Nosanta says he believes the tourists won't be back until the authorities find those responsible for the attack. Suspicion has fallen on Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network, with help Indonesian officials say from a local group, though they have not said which one. Speculation has centered on the organization known as Jamaah Islamiyah and its spiritual leader Abu Bakar Bashir. The Indonesian cleric has openly praised Osama bin Laden and his cause, but the Jamaah leader told the BBC his group had nothing to do with the attack.
I do not approve of the bombing. I condemn such action because it killed innocent people. I have just signed a statement with other Muslim leaders saying this. Obviously, the attack in Bali was carried out by intelligence people from outside Indonesia. In this case, I highly suspect the United States, as it tries to stir up religious conflicts.
Why were there so few Americans among the injured, Abu Bakar asks. It's a question being asked by many Indonesians, not just those from radical groups on the fringes. Mainstream Indonesian newspapers have carried similar statements. In Indonesia, many people worry that the U.S.-led war on terror is a war on Islam, too. And it's a sentiment that Indonesia's president, Megawati Sukarnoputri, is well aware of. Sidney Jones is Indonesia Project Director for the International Crisis Group, speaking from the Indonesian capital, Jakarta.
It has to be remembered that Indonesia is 85% Muslim, most of them very moderate and not radical, but there's still a concern that going after Muslims or somehow making Muslims a target in an anti-terrorism campaign could damage her politically.
Jones says there are other reasons for Megawati's reluctance to act. Despite repeated calls by the U.S. and others to do so, the latest coming just before Saturday's attack.
She doesn't want to be seen as capitulating to U.S. pressure, because particularly since Suharto fell, Indonesia has become a very nationalist country concerned with maintaining its independence and not being pushed around by international governments, institutions, or outside powers.
But Megawati may now have no choice, not just politically, but economically. If she fails to act now, business and foreign investment will likely leave the country just as the tourists left Bali earlier this week. Faced with that prospect, Megawati is expected to announce emergency anti-terrorism measures that will give security forces the authority to go after Indonesia's indigenous extremist groups. Those measures are expected to be announced later this week. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bali.